Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Now back to Pete McMurray on 720 WGN.
The comeback is always stronger than the setback. Our next guest is an old friend who will be back on national TV daily starting September 9th. Hosting Extra Extra on Fox. He is doing his very first radio interview since being let go from the Today Show. It's our old buddy, Billy Bush. Congrats on the new gig, man.
A little older, a little wiser. I'm here, Pete. How are you?
Long time coming, huh?
Oh, yeah, longer than I thought.
You know, I posted online that you were coming on the show tonight, and 100%, Billy, 100% of the reaction was you got a raw deal.
Well, yeah, I've heard that, and thank you to those who feel that way. And time does heal all things. Yeah, I think if I had a dollar, if you know what I'm saying. But I appreciate that. Thanks.
Almost 3 years. How are you not bitter and angry after 3 years?
Well, it's a process. Don't think that you know that there's not an arc to this, because you do certainly go through that, and then you eventually get to a place where, how is that serving me? And, you know, in the beginning of something that's a major upheaval in your life, people say, oh, it's going to be better on the other side. Don't you worry. All these things they say, and you're like, shut up. You don't know. But, you know, the reason why they say it is that it's true.
Right.
You know, I'll be the dispenser of that, you know, going forward, unfortunately.
Billy, take me back when the tape was released, the Access Hollywood tape. Trump goes on to be elected president. You're fired from your job on the Today Show. Did you think you'd be out of work 7 to 9 months at the most?
I don't know. Most, a lot of experts, you know, with whom I spoke said maybe a year.
Okay.
I don't know. But then there's other events and a confluence of other things that all come. And I think, if you look at where we are today as a culture, it's also a lot more, you know, the ground is a lot shakier. And, you know, the cancel culture has taken over.
The cancel culture is what?
Like, I you know, you did this, you're a bad person, cancel him, pull the advertiser.
Oh, yes. Okay.
To go instead
TV
of
speak.
Like, yeah, but, you know, I think Dave Chappelle talks about it in his stand-up on the new stand-up Sticks and Stones on Netflix, and talks about cancel culture.
Right. Man, you know, we've been in contact for the last 3 years. By the way, I don't think it's a good idea for me to go to L.A. for a few months, because your last night on the Today Show, I was out in New York with you. So I'm going to stay away from Los Angeles for a while, give you some time.
Yeah, you're the kiss of death, Pete. It is just bad luck.
It's interesting, because I got fired and then you got fired, so I'm just going to stay away from that from now on.
You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing if you ain't been fired. That's what I said.
Well, you learn about yourself, and I read a New York Times article on you, I think it was last week, where you said you now have empathy. You didn't have empathy before this happened?
Well, I think I did, but I, you know, I think I'm comfortable, you know, enough to admit that when I was last on the air, which was almost 3 years ago, I don't know, I mean, I'm a sort of a sheltered life. Nothing ever terrible had happened to me. Didn't know what adversity looked like. And comfortable job interviewing and schmoozing celebrities, you know, one to the next. And
right.
So you sort of feel like, yeah, this is easy. And then you can, you know, maybe you can be a little more judgmental of people who's, you know, who you're covering in a story. Like, oh, my gosh, can you believe this person did? Oh, my gosh. And you sort of lose connection, or never have really connected, you know, with the barest reality that we are all deeply flawed human beings.
Right.
And we screw up. It's good as a culture when we all, you know, let each other fall down. And a good thing about America is eventually, whether it's a year or three or whatever it is, they want to see you get up.
That's the American way, Billy. We're talking to Billy Bush. This is the American way. They want to build you up, and then they want to beat you down, and then they want to build you up again.
So maybe that's it. It's like, oh, wait, we overlooked. Who have we not beaten down?
Yes.
There he is trying to slip by. Kaboom!
Rejection builds character. Am I right?
Sure. Yeah. I guess so. I all I know is that, it's an interesting route. I mean, like, you know, everybody, there is nobody that escapes some kind of instant tragedy or calamity in their own life. In their, you know, so if you haven't been through something rough, you will. I'm a studier of the Stoic philosophy. I've been reading. I get the Daily Stoic. I've been reading that. And that's a good one, Pete, because basically these things are going to happen. Mine has unique details to it. You know, big things and bad things are going to happen, and can't do anything about that. You can only control how you react. And I hopefully better fortified the next time.
It's interesting that you say that, because I had that in my notes, because what you've shared with me personally is two books that you loved, You Are a Badass, which is every self-help book rolled into one, which I really enjoyed. It's called You Are a Badass. And the second book was The Daily Stoic. I bought the book, but the daily emails from The Daily Stoic are just fantastic.
Aren't they great? It was true 2,000 years ago. It's true today. These are the basic tenets of life. And by the way, the author, Ryan Holiday, who's become a friend. I mean, I sat with him in a bar in Austin, Texas, and in all of this. And, well, you know, some of the great things that have happened in this 3-year odyssey through depression and out the other side. His new book is called Stillness is the Key. And that's another Stoic tenet that, you know, finding the middle in life. You know, if you ride the highs too high and the lows too low, you're just bringing on, setting yourself up for trouble. You got to find that middle.
Have you found the middle, Billy Bush?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I'm waiting for the next one, but I hope it's years and years away. But I think I'm certainly better off than I was.
Tell me about the executive producer of Extra Extra, Lisa Gregorich Dempsey.
She's terrific. She's a television icon. Lisa Gregorich Dempsey. They call her Lisa G.
Lisa G hired you 18 years ago, right?
Well, yeah, she was the first person to put me on the boob tube nationally, and it was for Extra. Way back in the day, she found me as a radio morning guy in Washington, D.C., and put me on. You know, from there, it was just a moonlight, but then it made me sort of realize, hey, I'd like to do this. You know, then I went back and found, you know, got a local gig and worked my way. And we're back together again. She's tough, too. You would love her, Pete. She is really not afraid to throw the salt in it and tell you exactly how she feels.
Well, you know, it's what I've read about her, it's all black and white. But what was that first meeting like? Did she ask you if you showed some contrition? Are you a changed man? Is it going to help the ratings?
And she also has known me a long time. I didn't need to change. I needed to find myself through a very difficult time. But I was, you know, the tape of which they speak is 2005. They fired me in 2016. That was my first year as the co-host of Access Hollywood. I mean, I had gone on to start a daytime show and become a leader of many, you know, of a lot of people. Right. And so I'd already grown into the role. I wasn't little sycophantic suck up, or maybe not as bad as one, at that stage. So, you know, that's important. I like to remind people of that. It's an important little caveat.
Yes, I agree 100%. But if you
I didn't need to change. I was, old me was fired in that moment. You know, when you're with that guy, it's very hard to control the room. It's all him. He's talking at you, not with you.
Well, of course, that's his personality. I'm sure you've replayed this over and over in your head, but if you could go back to that moment, what would you have changed?
You just never know, right? I mean, how you're going to react in a situation. You don't know until you're sort of there and in it. I mean, to play that game would be, you know, crazy, because there's nothing I can do about it.
Right. You'd drive yourself nuts. We're talking with Billy Bush. Extra Extra starts on Monday on Fox here in Chicago. Do you address the Trump tape in the first episode or anytime that week?
I address the, I'm going to address the, I've got something up the old sleeve here.
Okay.
I've got something that, you know, I'm doing two things. It won't be at the beginning because I'm going back to work. And, okay. and you know, once I hit Monday, this is done. No mas. It's spent enough time with me. But I do have a guest in particular that I think might have something to say about it, and it could be self-deprecating and interesting to the viewership.
Okay.
That's all I'm giving you, Pete.
See, this is called the teaser
here. I'm holding secrets, Pete. Don't beat me up.
You and I follow each other on Instagram. You're a great follow on Instagram, but you have three daughters. All kids are embarrassed by their fathers, but I feel like you've taken it to another level with your three daughters.
Yeah, the Insta posts are awesome, whether it's waking them up in the morning and making them going skiing or
yes.
Some kind of hijinks. I think I booed them for leaving a terrible mess in their grandparents'
right.
kitchen, so I got my parents together and we publicly shamed them. They hate it, but I love it.
the Instagram, the videos from your father, your mother and father's house out east are just precious. Seeing your dad do his thing.
88 years old.
God bless him.
88 years old, old guy. He is just the cutest, sweetest, old school gent you've ever met in your life. He's just such a classy, high integrity guy.
Everything happens for a reason, man. These are magical moments with your parents.
Well, yeah, I mean, truth be told, I've been the last three summers, I've been 6 weeks, 5 weeks. You know, the first summer back when I was starting the Today Show, I was only got to spend a day with them up in Maine. Well, then I got fired right thereafter, and the next summer, 6 weeks.
Yeah.
But truth be told, I was pulling my hair out and depressed and not a very good house guest. And then the next summer, maybe a little less, but still some. And this summer, I spent 3.5 weeks knowing I was going back to doing test shows and preparing, and it was the best 3.5 weeks of my life.
God, that's awesome, man. I'm so happy for you. I knew you were going to come out on the other side, but I didn't think it would take this long.
Nope. It's you and me both. But, you know, things happen for a reason, I guess. And I'm grateful. I'm happy because what we're doing to the new Extra is that it's going to be, it's very different. We're changing the format of the show. And I'm happy because I've worked really hard on it. So it's not something you've seen before. It's no longer at Universal Studios and all that. It's very cool. It's the entertainment show meets the newsroom on HBO with Jeff Daniels meets 24 meets the Larry Sanders Show. Boom. Try that on.
What? Really? So
yeah,
it's
that isn't confusing enough. We also have Nate Burleson, who's on CBS Sunday Football. He's our New York guy. He's terrific, man. He's good. And we have she was a young anchor in New York who we brought out named Jen Lammers. She's excellent. And Carissa Thompson is with us. And Jana Kramer is in our Nashville bureau. We've really got, it's very, very cool. She's a country star. I don't know if you listen to country.
Who's your Chicago bureau? I got a guy.
I know a guy. I'm looking for a tall-ish, very handsome, kind of Roger Federer lookalike.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You do. And by the way, I've never said that. It just hit me that you look a little like Roger Federer, the most gallant, debonair tennis player, athlete, maybe ever.
You've said that to me probably 5 times before, and most recently,
no.
I think it was this summer, you sent me a text during Wimbledon.
Well, I'm going to go pull a side-by-side and make sure, but I just think there's Federer-esque qualities to you. Can you imagine anything better? Go send me a shot with one of those bandanas, you know, around your beautiful flowing hair.
Yes, I will absolutely do that, a side-by-side. So Monday, Fox, Extra Extra, Billy Bush as the new host. Fantastic, man. We're so happy for you.
Okay, and I got a little something, a little surprise in there. So join me for opening night, please.
My DVR is already set.
Good to be back. And Pete, you're a great man, great friend, and a Chicago icon. I love you, babe.
Love you back. You're the best. Thank you, Billy Bush.
See you, bud.